Good morning, and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Brad Piron, and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 7 through 15. And here's how that reads. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic, or sandals or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." All right, so that ends a little heavy, doesn't it? It ends a little heavy, but there's so much goodness here in this gospel for us today, brothers and sisters. So much goodness. When I think about Jesus speaking to his apostles, the first thing I try to do is imagine myself as one of the apostles, you know? Like, imagine you've been following this man. He's been performing all these miracles. He's been speaking things with power in a way that you've never heard before. And then he turns to you and he speaks to you as if it were another small group, right? Like another small group at your parish or another small group at your house. And it's him and the apostles. And Jesus says, "As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And you know, I think sometimes we forget that the kingdom of heaven is here at hand, don't we? That like we go through our day-to-day lives and we recognize the hardships that are taking place. We recognize the challenges, but do we recognize that the kingdom of God is graspable, that it's at our fingertips, that we could reach out and grab it and bring it into our circumstance? And that's what Jesus is saying to his apostles, is that we need to make this known, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. And then he goes through the things that he asks his apostles to do, to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. And then he gives this addition to that. And he says, "Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." And this is one of the greatest verses in the entire Gospel of Matthew. This verse that says, "Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." My question to you today is, when you give, do you count the costs? Do you give in a way that is for the other's good, or do you give in a way that desires a return for you? Because what Jesus is saying in this gospel is that we haven't paid anything for what we've received from him. And because he's been so gracious to us, could we be that gracious to one another? Could we give in such a way where we don't count the costs and where we see it as pure gift? You know, I think about this in the context of marriage. In this first year of my marriage, I have been thinking to myself that when I come home at night and when I tell my beautiful wife, Nina, that I love her, am I saying that as a gift to her or as an expectation for her to say it in return? Now, it's amazing when she says it in return, right? But what I've been trying to look at is, in my heart, am I saying this as a gift to her without any expectation in return? Why? Because without cost, I've received the gift of love, and without cost, I am to give it. That there's no need to repay the love that I'm sending forth. But the beauty of marriage, right, is that that love is reciprocated. But I wonder if we ask this in our day-to-day lives. Do we give to the people in our lives without expecting things in return? It's a good reflection for us, isn't it? Because it's then that we can appropriately assess what's happening in our lives, when we can appropriately assess what's happening in the lives of those around us, and when we can go into the world and make disciples of all nations. Amen. We can bring the peace that the Lord gives us to every house that we enter. We can let it remain there and let it return to us if it doesn't find a home. The last thing I want to bring to our attention about this gospel is this multi-stanza monologue that Jesus gives about not bringing things with you as you go. And, you know, he says not to bring a second tunic. And sometimes I think we can forget what this meant at that time. When Jesus said not to bring a second tunic, what he was saying is you don't need to have a tunic on you and a second tunic to use as a pillow if you don't find a home, because I will provide for you. And brothers and sisters, he'll provide for us today. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 through 15. Again, my name is Brad Piron. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.